Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Zayin, and we will talk about the sugya of Lav Hanitak La'aseh a little bit. The Gemara here discusses a mitzora. First we'll focus on our sugya, as we usually do, and then we will expand. The Gemara quotes Rav Chisda in the middle of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Chisda, mitzora shenichnas lefnim mechitza sapater. A mitzora that goes inside from where he's allowed to be, he does not get malchus. Shenemar badad yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. He shall sit by himself. Badad yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. He shall sit outside his machane. Badad yeshev levado yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. Hakasuv nitko laasei. The pasuk is menatek fixes his avera with an asei. So what exactly does that mean? So first background, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Bias Mikdash that there is a mitzvah asei to send all tmeim out of different machanos and different levels of machane, as our daf talks about today. Mitzvah asei l'shalech kol hatmeim min hamikdash. Shenemar vishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. It mentions all three because there's three different halachas. Ze hamachane amar kan u'machane shechina shehu mipesach ezras yisro v'lefnim. From Ezra Yisrael in, that's machane. You might think they all get sent out of the same place. Tamalomar b'mitzora badad yeshev michus lamachane moshavo. The mitzora sits by himself. Zemachane Yisrael. He's even outside of Machane Yisrael. Shumi pesach Yerushalayim v'lefnim. He's outside of Yerushalayim. Ma mitzora shetumaso chamura chamur shilucho mishiluach chaveiro. Just like mitzora, which is the most chamur, his tuma is more chamur than the next one. Av kol shetumaso chamura chamur shilucho mishiluach chaveiro. So to every tuma that is chamur, that is the next one is more chamur where they go to. Lefichach mishalchan es mitzora chush l'shalash machanos shehu chus liyerushalayim. Mitzora said that all three machanos. Bneishu metame bebia mashein azam metame. He makes the house, anything in the house tame when he walks in. Umishalchan zavin vezavos nidos violdos. All those that are tumah hayotzi migufo chutz l'shtei machanos shu chutz laharabayis v'reishin metamin mishkavu moshav, as today's daf says, afilu mitachas ha'evin v'she'ein hameis metame tamei meis afilu hameis atzmo mutuli konis laharabayis. Even the meis himself could go to harabayis shenemar v'ikach moshez asmos yosef imo b'machane levia. And then it goes into some of the other details. Fine. Then a couple of halachas later, what's important for our daf, we don't pass on like Rav Chisda. But the Rambam says, Hatame ha-meshulach mi-harabayis, im nechnas over below sashay, veloke, atame that is goes out from harabayis, he goes on to harabayis, that's one of the, not the tame mace, so he mace is allowed to go on to harabayis, but one of the other tumas, he's against malchus, shnemar v'yatsam v'chus la-machane, z'machane shchia, v'lo yavol, tocha machane, z'machane levia, v'chein mitzora, shenichnas li-Yerushalayim loke. He gets malchus. That's the against Rav Chisda. Aval im nichnas l'shar ha'arim hamukafas choma. But if it goes into any other walled cities, aval bishena rashoi levishenemar badad yeshev eino loke. Says the Rambam, the difference between Yerushalayim and other walled cities. That's not our topic today. But Rav Chisda here says hakasav nitko la'asei, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus if he comes in. What does hakasav nitko la'asei mean? That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it means what we're familiar with, the principle of la fanita la'asei. Right, lo yitamos machaneim, he's not allowed to go in, and it says badad yeshev, right, he shall be outside. So there's an asei associated with this lo sasei, and therefore he does not get malchus. Says Rashi, v'yavagav delav basar lav ksiv, v'yavagav delav basar lav ksiv, even though the lav is written second, right? The lav is written second, and therefore usually a lav nidik l'asei, you have the lav here listed first, and then you have the essay. V'yavagav delav basar lav ksiv, al karcha lintuke, even though, meaning the essay is not written after the lav, lav, the essay is lav basar lav ksiv, but still, it's coming to be menatik to fix the lav. Rashi quotes the Shas principle: lav anita glase, you're not going to get malchus for it. If it's just to tell me an asay with the los asay, but not that is being menatik the los asay. So Rashi has two answers: hakasa be asay achrina. There's another asay vishalchu min amachane. The fact that this is totally extra is coming to teach me lavanita glase. Aval zavin v'tmei mesim lo nitko glase. But as zavin v'tmei mes that come in, right? Ironically, even though they're not, they're less chamur, but there's no nitag lasei. V'yalagav da'asay yitei reksivi kol chad v'chad l'milsei midrash b'sifrei. Each one of their psukim, each one of their essays is there to teach us a halacha. Number one, v'od Rashi says, t'bahai ksiv kol yemei asher anega bo. All the days that the nega are with him, he has to be outside. So what is kol yemei including? So mashma says Rashi, kol yama b'bada yeshev koi. All of his days, whether it's while he's sitting outside, or even if he violated and came inside, he's still within that asay. Dim avar v'nichnas yachzer v'yetzei v'ein bo onish acher. There's no other onish. Rashi's alluding to his svara, as we'll see in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem k'didarshinan, just like we have kol yamav da'onis esanara by v'lotiel isha. Also, the Gemara dashes in Makas kol yamav ba'amod v'hachzer ka'i u'mintekina lei lalave. So to hear kol yamei anega, Rashi says, that Rashi can teach me that the asay exists after the los asay, even though it's not written after the los asay in the Torah. This is Shitas Rashi. It's a lav anitak lasay, and even though it looks like a lav shekadmo asay, which the Gemara says in Meseches Makos is not a lav anitak lasay, that's the Gemara Makos Yud Dalid Amid Beis, says the Gemara there, kol los asay shekadmo asay lokan alav. If the asay comes first, you do get Malkus. Rashi there in Malkus Yudalim. Kolos asay shekadmo asay lokan alav. Ha'azal hashmina dafilu madam alav nitak lasay ain lokan alav. Even according to the opinion that says you don't get Malkus for alav hanitak lasay, a lav that can be fixed with an asay kidetanya, because the Brisa says los asiru by nosar tisrofu, right, by nosar leaving over nosar and then burning it. Hopefully we'll get back to that, but Rashi says already a svara. Why you pater? Because the Torah is telling you, fix this avera with the following, with the asay, not with Malkus. But Ashvina Rabbi Yochanan Hanimili ba'asei aba achar alav. Sheinato yachol lekaimo elo la'achar aviras alav. If you can't do this asay until you violate the avera, so that is a lav anitak la'asei, and therefore you are going to only get have to do the mitzvah and not get malchus. Aval asay shekadam es alav. But if it's an asay that precedes the lav, v'ato yachol lekaimo kodam aviras alav, ein zeh nitak alav. So that doesn't prove anything. That's not benatik the lav. Afilu tekay menu achar aviras alav lo nifterenam malchus. So that's Rashi. That is not a lav anitak lasay. So that's why Rashi is bothered in our Gemara. You could do this asay before, right? You badad yeshev when you get to tameh. So what do you mean that it's a lav anitak lasay? So that's why Rashi has 2 days here. Either it's totally extra, or it's kol yemei. So you could do it beforehand, but it's emphasizing that you're always in that state, even after you do the los asay. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says that's not what our Gemara means. In Rav Chisda, kasam nitkol asay does not mean lava nitkol asay. It doesn't say that here. And according to Rashi, our Gemara should have quoted the other part of the pasuk test Tosfos. Pirish bekuntres dechsiv kol yemei asher negabo mashma. He quotes Rashi second day. Mashma dinitok lav who kol yama badar yishev v'chulu v'kashalari diemkein avali lasuyei reishit akra. Bisfarim. You should have quoted that part of the pasuk, because that's what shows it's the nitak lasay. The od hiksha riva, and riva says you can't compare this to the case of ones. De lo dummy, de lo yuchal shalchal kol yamav, mashma de lek alav ela kishem shalchal kol yamav. Don't send her out. Don't divorce her forever. The isser is only if you divorce her forever. So that's why the assay could fix that. If you do the assay, then memelo, you haven't violated in the los assay forever. Aval hachalo mashma mikrahachi. It doesn't sound that way. Just as badad yishev for a certain amount of time. V'yomari therefore says the read is a different shot of Rav Chisda. He doesn't mean lavanitak lasay. He means the following. Dahai nitkola asay. Just translate the words. Lo havi kishar lavanitak lasay. Sha'asay kazav achar alav. Bisamuch, mashma shalatakin alav ba, kumalotasimi menuva nosa vagomer, ukumalotika chayim alabanim shalayefta shalach. It's not like shilochakan or srefas nosa. That's not what Argamar means. Elachi pirusho, and the Gilyan Ashas here quotes a parallel to this in Chulin. Ela alpi achi pirusho, hakasav nitkola asay, dekiva, dekala tameim hayu bechlal, veloitamos machanehem. There's an iser to araisa for any tame person to come inside the machane. Upirate bimitsora bifne atzmo asay, and there's a separate asay by mitsora. It must be the Torah is coming to tell me there's no los ase by mitzora. It's only an ase. The Torah is being motzi the mitzora from the los ase. Asa lahotzio mechlal ha'achirim lenatko min alav v'litno ba'ase. Right, it's coming to change. It's going to change the mitzora from a los ase to an ase. Aval hecha she'eino kasuv halav ela al davar echad lo menatkin es lav ba'ase ela have b'lav ve'ase. It's a lav and an ase, but specifically the mitzora coming in, so that is a lav that has been minutak and changed to an ase, but not that it is a lav hanitak l'ase. And Tosfos adds, based on this, v'kasha, he quotes Balkeri. Fine, skip that for a moment. V'hai nitak ase, continues Tosfos, nire delo mahani ala v'machane shlishis, delo gara mizav. This only, Rav Chisda's din is only when he goes from outside the third machane to inside the third machane. He goes into machane Yisrael, but unless he goes further in, into machane Levi or machane Shechina, says Tosfos, then Rav Chisda would agree. He's punished. Delo mahani ala v'machane shlishis, delo gara mizav. Hovi ikalu ukme nituk l'machane shlishis. U'machane Shechina, Chayev Kares, the Logarmi Mechusik Kippurim. But further in, he'd be even Chayev Kares, and you would, Rav Chisda is only saying this about the outer Machane. If you look in the Sfas Emes says, but according to Rashi Svara, it should apply even going further in. Even further in, it shouldn't make a difference because it's a lava. Need to glass A. You could just go outside. Badad Yeshev. Says the Sfas Emes. Near to the Kasvu Kain El Elishitasam. Danita Kusha Yetzim in Halav. Vinisha Rakase. Avalarashi. Davinita Glass A. Mamish. Im Kain. Kal Halav. Imbo Malkus. May I time up? Shouldn't make a difference. Especially according to the Rambam, who says that any time that the lav is more inclusive than the Ase. Hilchas Tumura. Lo Havi Lav Hanita Glass A. Al karcha to call halav nita glase. Right? If you hold like, if you assume Rashi holds like that Rambam, then you can't say the lav is more inclusive than the ase because they don't want to be a lav nita glase in the first place. And therefore, this Fazemis points out that Rashi would argue in the second part of Tosfos also. Okay, so this principle of lav nita glase comes up in Makkos and elsewhere. There are many examples. Gezel is a lav nita glase. It's also a lav nita latashlumin. Peah, the isra of peah, the isra of nosar, the isra of one shigirish. There are really three halachos that connect where we have an overlap of ases and los ases. Lav and nitak ases is one. You did the aveira, now do the ase. Mitzvah haba b'aveira, that means don't do the mitzvah because you have done the aveira and it's not going to be a mitzvah. So mitzvah haba b'aveira, lav and nitak ases, and ase docha los ase. Ase docha los ase, they do the mitzvah even though you're going to be violating the aveira at the same time. So ase docha los ase, do the mitzvah. Lav and nitak ases, do the mitzvah once you've done the Aveira, and mitzvah of Aveira is don't do the mitzvah once you have done the Aveira because it's not going to work. This is within the world of unusual lavim. Unusual lavim. We know the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Sanhedrin, based on Chazal, based on the Gemara, that there are, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Beis in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that there are a number of lavim that are not similar to the lav of muzzling, and the makar for malchus is lo saklam sharbadisho, right next to arbam yakenel yosefs. That's what Chazal darshan, at least in one place, that the rule of malchus is only by lavim that are similar to the lav of chasima. So that's what the Rambam says in the 18th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Elu hein alokin. He lists off all the lokin, kol lav, and then the ones that are not. Kol lav she'ein bo maise in lokin alav. If it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, you don't get malchus. Chutz mi nishba u'meimir u'makalas chaver b'shem. Three exceptions. V'chol lav she'nitel l'asras misas bezdin. Any lav that you could get misa for. Kigon lo sinaf. Lo sasa malacha b'yam ha'shabes. Ain lokan alav. If you get warned for malchus, there's no malchus, because inherently this is a misa avera. V'chol lav she'nitel l'tashlumin. Kigon lo sigzol. V'lo signov. Ain lokan alav. Any lav that you could you have to pay as the tikkun. What are the examples that are on quotes? He quotes Shiluach Hakan, Lo Sechale Pa'as Sadcha, do not cut off the corner of your field. Ein Lokin Alav. And if you did, you have to leave it for the Ani anyway. Ein Lokin Alav, Elem Kein Lokiem Asay Shabbat. Unless you are not Makayim the Asay, that gets into the Sugya in Mesaches Makas. V'cholav Shebeklalos, Ein Lokin Alav. Any Lav that is inclusive, includes many different ideas. Discussion, what exactly does that mean? Tosfos, the Ramban, We discussed that in a different year recently. V'shar kolavin shebat Torah lokan aleihen. Besides this these categories of averos, you get malchus for all the others. Interesting, the Rambam then only says, let me explain to you what a lav shebeklalos is, as if we know what all the other ones are. Lav shebeklalos is the one tricky one. Ezri lav shebeklalos is a lav echad shekolel inyonim harbe, like lo sochlu al adam. Right, that is the classic example that the Gemara gives. So this is the Rambam. All of these are in Lokan Alav. So again, reason that you're Pater in these cases, specifically, let's talk about Alav Shema Maisa. So number one, it's not Dumi Dalav the Chasima. Right, that's what the Rambam said. That's based on the Gemara in Makkas, the Daf earlier, and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says that has to be Dumi Dalav the Chasima, the first Amid Beis in the third parak, or the way that Rashi quoted it on Yudalat Amud Beis in Maseches Makos, because the Torah here is telling you how to fix this avera. Sometimes you have to fix an avera with malchus, but here this is how you have to fix this avera with the essay. Rashi quotes both of these later on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Aleph, right here in Pesachim, the bottom Rashi on Pei Dalad Amud Aleph. Rashi says, "Ba Kasuv Kolav Shinita Klasei Ein Lokan Alav Mashma Zui Takanaso Im Taver Alav Asezos Vehinatzel." Do this. Ve'od Lodami Lav Dechasima Shamalkus Nismach Lo. Those are the two. Some say they're connected. Right, the fact that it could be nitak la'asei shows that it's a weaker type of aveira, and therefore there's no malchus, which relates to the question the Tumim asks in Chosha Mishpat, and that is, what about pasul la'edus in all of these? Right, usually your pasul la'edus, not the monetary pasul la'edus, which is Rasha the Chamas, but pasul la'edus, if it's chi of malchus or worse, that makes a person pasul la'edus. They habitually do this type of aveira of chi of malchus or worse. So what about these exceptions to the rule? Are these considered aveiras with malchus, with an external ptur, but inherently it's an aveira with malchus? Or no, it's a lot ain't lokan alav, and therefore you're not going to be pasul la'edus. So tumim is bachalik between some of these. Alav shein bo maisa is less severe because it is not a full aveira in that sense. But other lavim, lavim nilkasei maybe, I don't remember exactly which ones he's machalik with. I'll have to look it up again, but that's the tumim's issue, but that's pasul la'edus. Interesting, a couple of other general points about lav anitak la'asei. First of all, tshuva. The Stechemed asked the fascinating question, and that is, maybe every Aveira in the book should be a lav anitak la'asei to the mitzvah of tshuva. And therefore, there won't really be any Aveira that's not nitak la'asei. This is the Stechemed in Chelek Gimel, page 301. He asked this question. The Imkein call alavim lo yale amalkus v'lo misa d'akol nitan la'asei t'tshuva v'yafilu lo asa t'tshuva kiman dehu lava nitak la'asei t'tshuva av shalo kiem adayin ein aloke. So he gives three different answers. V'tirei t'harav nachlas binyamin d'davka k'shenitan la'asei pratihu d'dainin ve lava nitak la'asei. So only lava nitak la'asei if it has a specific mitzvah associated with it. Aval asei d'tshuva shu klali l'chol alavin lo olim lintuke. That's not strong enough. Dumya l'may d'kai malon lav shebeklolos ain't lokan alav. Right? Just like it's a lav shebeklolos, you don't get malchus. So this asei shebeklolos is not strong enough to remove the malchus. Ubeseva yalked ha-gershuni l'didi agon ha-bezin lujh darish marach hazu kasav yishim nachon b'shem harav Pinchas Shifer mi Lemberg. Number two. Says the Stechemed, to Taima de Inlokan Alav Nidal Asay. Remember, what's the reason you don't get Malchus? Bishun Dabina Dumi Dalav the Chasima. It has to be similar to the lava muzzling. But one second, if we say all Averas are included, so then even muzzling would be Nita Klasay Techuva, and you still get Malchus for that. And therefore, all Averas would be similar to the lava muzzling, because they would all be Nita Klasay. Vim Noma Tekla Lava Navidita Klasay Techuva, Imkin Yilokan Gamalava Nita Klasay. Number two. And finally, number three, based on the note to Yehuda. The note to Yehuda says, has the tshuva, we've mentioned this in Siman Lamed Hey, that tshuva, why doesn't tshuva, he asks, save from Chayvi Misa's Bez and Chayvi Malkus, let's say somebody's Chayvi Malkus, then they do tshuva, doesn't matter, they're going to get Malkus, they're going to get Misa. Why? Because tshuva is only something Hashem could act based on. Tshuva eino matzol ha'ada mide onesh bezdin shalmata. She ikara hi acharata ve'ein bezdin yodin masha b'lev adam v'yim ken lo kasha midi kam kan. That's the tshuva eino matzilasa min ha'malkus, exeras ha'kasiv, the tshuva latasa la onesh mi onesh shalmata elu dvarev. So that is the Stechemet's issue. Then he talks about a little bit later on that page, Laban Itakla Seisha Zman Grama. Right? Is that, how do you look at that? Okay, another question. What happens if you did the mitzvah without kavana? Is that still a Laban Itakla Sei? So this is a question of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud, Os Chavav, assumes there still is no Malkus. You did the Mitzvah, you did the Mitzvah, period. L'edinim Tzor HaKavana, Vade Tzor HaKavana. Va'ach b'diavad im yatzah below kavana. That's Harbi Rishonim. The lo yatzah. He's talking about the mitzvah of matzah there, whether you yotzah without kavana. And then he says, v'nira li tibalav anita glasei v'kiyeh maasei afilu kivein beferish shelo latzes. Even if he has kavana not to be yotzah, v'gam nomar diminator lo yatzah kivan shelo latzes b'kol makom in lokin alav. Kivan to kiyeh maasei u'bekaygan lo boy kavana b'diavad. You don't need kavana for it to be alav nita glasei to prevent you from malchus. And it brings a raya from Tzmura. By Tzmura, it's a lav nita glasei. There you have a kavana for an avera. It's not even a forget the mitzvah. Havi lav nita glasei. Afkel shayach sham kavana latzeis. Dinasa v'meila. V'chulu, it's v'meila, it's kaddish. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the first tshuva in Mincha Shlomo also discusses this without quoting the Mincha Srinach. There he talks all about kavana. He talks about if you eat in a sukkah without kavana, according to the Alman Da'amar, mitzvah zayin sviuchas kavana, is it kilu you ate outside a sukkah? Right, or it's just you didn't get the mitzvah. Right, or wearing tzitzis. Is it wearing dalat kanfas without tzitzis? That's his question there. What is the status of an act without kavana? But right at the end of Os Aleph, he says, Gam yish ladum l'chor b'lam anita glasei. Kamo shiluach hakan im avar v'loka chasabonim. V'shilach achar kach hasein l'lo shum kavana sa mitzvah im lo ke olo. V'chein mi shekana chameis b'pesach v'sarfo achar kach. B'li shum kavana. Mitzvah. So he asked the question without quoting the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch assumes there wouldn't be Malkus in that case. He mentions Chametz. There is a question, maybe we had another shiur about this, I think, about Bali Rabbi Yimatzai. Is Bali Rabbi Yimatzai Nita Glasei? That's the Shagas Ari. He starts off Simin Pei Aleph. Three shitas in the Rishonim, the Ri and Tosfos, who says Beferish on Daf Chavtes, that it is a lava nita glasei, and therefore Masha, Manas Lavaro, is no Malkus. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Aleph Gimel says it is not a lava nita glasei, because the Rambam says you don't get Malkus for Bali Rabbi Matzah because it's Ein Bo Maisa. But if you did a Maisa, like buying Chametz on Pesach, you would get Malkus. What about the Peter of lava nita glasei? So he assumes it's not a lava nita glasei, right? And this is the Reb Chaim there, Machlokos Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about whether it's nita glasei or not. That would be the Lamdus, but that's just one example amongst others about whether it's a lav nita glasei or not. Okay, we'll stop here.